views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, this is Karen Benton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. I'm loving this. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. You can also find the third Wednesday of the month in the archives on my website, karenbenton.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network, Higher Self Network, that is, if you're listening later. So you can still really receive benefits and shifts and opening and changes in your body and your mind, even if you're listening to this and a recording later on. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. So feel free to call in today, 1-800-930-2819. And I am so excited to announce my special guest today, Anne Marie McQuaid. Anne-Marie has a bachelor's degree in speech pathology and audiology and a master's degree in special education. She has 25 years of experience working with children and young adults of all ages and abilities. Anne-Marie is also an energy healing practitioner utilizing modalities such as Reiki and body talk. She has three children of her own, ages 18, 14, and 12. And Anne-Marie, welcome to the Truth is Funny radio show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is very cool. Very cool to be able to talk about these exciting things. Yeah, I'm really, really happy to be here. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. And I love the title of our show today is Playing on Purpose. And it's something that's really near and dear to my heart. And it was one of our endless ways in which we have connected so deeply is seeing the value of play in yes. today's day and age, where we often are directed to be doing, and having a purpose every time and everything we do.
Me too.
Tell us about how this became something that is a passion and an inspiration for you. Give us a little background to what led you to this.
Sure. Yes. So, well, I've been working with children for, as you said, many years, probably over 20 at this point. And in the recent past 2 years, I've been working with children who are younger, aged around 12 months to about 4 years old. And one of the things that I've found to be just in my mind and working with these children that is so powerful is noticing what happens when we don't have a goal and that we don't have a very specific means or end in mind when we are engaging with young children. So for instance, you know, if I'm working in a session, so it's sort of like therapeutic play, And we do actually have goals, certain things that we have in mind that when we're working with the child, we'd like to accomplish. However, I find that when I'm working with the children, the most amazing sessions that feel really, really exciting, and the kids are having fun and they're using all kinds of language and they're excited and communicating, are really the ones that the child initiates themselves. Be it by choosing a game or a toy or something that interests them, as opposed to what my what I have in mind, what we'll be doing. And so I try to incorporate that into the sessions and sort of allow the child to initiate. And I find, like I said, that the play and the interaction and the engagement with the child is much more in depth than if I bring my own, this is what we're doing and this is the goal and this is the end in mind, and you know, as opposed to that. So I think also one of the things I find with playing with children is, you know, the need for flexibility and for the ability of the practitioner or the therapist or instructor to be able to change it up. You know, if things are not working with whatever you might be thinking is your material, your toy or your goal or what you're playing with that day, that it can be anything. You know, you can change it up at any second with young children, and they are more than happy to usually roll along and to change it up and do something silly and fun and different. So I find that to be, you know, one of the coolest experiences with working with young children. And one of the reasons that I started playing on purpose, was because I think that, we, you know, as a society have forgotten or, sort of put on the shelf the importance, for play and play not being a reward for working, as opposed to play being vital, you know, for our life. It's actually, it's not a luxury. It's part of our overall well-being, as adults and for children, really, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I think about the impressionable ages, you know, when they're young and all of the things that they're learning, through experiencing and through, exploring, you know, just yeah. exploring. You could have the most simple, you know, that, you know, you look back on holidays and birthdays, and when the kids are little, you know, the toys aren't the things that they're playing with. It's the box that, you know, that it came in, you know,
right.
and
right.
it's sort of that same concept that it can be anything that can lead to, imaginative, creative, you know, exploring and, you know, and all within, or using language and communication as well. So it sort of all feeds each other and goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there is a growing movement to explore the power of play, yet, you know, not everybody's tapped into it. So I think it's so powerful that you're
yes.
taking this on as an opportunity to educate people and open people to a new perspective on what really supports us to be more fulfilled, more at ease, more integrated human beings, right? And I love what you said.
Absolutely.
It's that
yeah.
it's not being a reward, that play is not something that is a reward. Well, you earned this, but rather making it a vital part of the interaction with the child. And it's interesting. I
yeah.
was reading it's funny that after I, you know, was so drawn to bring you on to the show, mm-hmm. I was reading in one of the recent magazines, the Scientific American, where they study everything across the board, but they had the title on the magazine was The Serious Need for Play. And I thought,
yeah.
well, of course, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
And it talks about how free imaginative play is crucial for normal social, emotional, and cognitive development. And I love one of the things that they looked at the anxiety level of a bunch of 4-year-olds on their first day of preschool, and they indicated by their behavior, right, whether they were, you know, pleading or whining or begging for their parents to come back or sweaty hands. And then they broke the kids up randomly into two groups, and one group just got to play with whatever they wanted to play with, and the other group was read a story by the teacher.
Mm.
And interestingly, just 15 minutes later, they assessed the levels of distress in the kids, and the anxiety level of the anxious kids who had played had dropped by more than twice as much as the kids that were read a book. Mm. And this really challenges a lot of our beliefs, right? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes we think of being read to with a book as one of the most powerful, amazing experiences. Yet it's obviously having a more drastic impact. And that might be, and we've talked about this, have to do with the neurological pathways that are being initiated, right? When you're engaged in play, mm-hmm. and coming up with your own creative things to do, right? Different neurological pathways are being stimulated and initiated versus when you are in receiving mode.
Absolutely. Yes. It's very different, right? So the free play is really initiated by the child himself in whatever direction they want to go in. Whereas the listening to a story, as beneficial as that is, they're still concentrating and listening and they have to really be on, so to speak. So yeah, that makes perfect sense that their anxiety levels or how they measure them were still somewhat, you know, higher than the kids who were able to just go in and explore and go in whatever direction. And that really can be so, so relaxing too, right? I mean, it's,
right.
There's this great quote that just, I love, Maria Montessori. She says, as soon as children find something that they're really interested in, they lose their instability and they learn to concentrate. Mm. So, you know, it's that same idea that, you know, when it's something that really speaks to them, just like an adult too, right?
Yes.
You know, it's that's when they're really able to drop in and just be there, you know, and so to speak, concentrate, right? On whatever it is that...
Yeah. And really, right, so I mean, I'm kind of having an aha moment now. You kind of go from receiving mode, right? So even as an adult, yeah. when we're listening to a radio show, you know, like the community is doing, or whether mm-hmm. we're watching a TV program or, you know, which would be the equivalent to being read to versus creating something ourselves.
Yes.
And how often do we actually create something ourselves? And many adults run into the issue that when they're given the opportunity to create something themselves, they just go blank. They have nothing to do.
Sure.
Right. And that can be a lifetime of being having that aspect of our expression suppressed.
Yes.
So interesting. So we do have a caller on the line that I want to get to when we come back from the break. But I find this so stimulating and so exciting. And we'll talk a little bit more. Amory, you and I were even joking about how, you know, play is not structured sports either, right? It's not
right.
rec sports. It's not like going
right.
and following the rules of a game. You know, that's not free play. That's not, right. again, coming from the internal drive of the individual, whether it be a child or an adult. So I'm so passionate about this, and I'm so excited that you are sharing this with the world. And so we are at that point where we need to take a break. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton. I'm filling in for Colette today. And my guest is the amazing Anne Marie McQuaid from Playing on Purpose, which I just love that name. When we return, we will continue with this awesome conversation. Please call in if you have any questions, any shares you're looking for strengthening in different areas of your life. 1-800-930-2819. And we will make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called, to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny, and I'm Karen Benton. I'm filling in for Colette today, and my guest today is Anne-Marie McQuaid. Before we continue, Anne-Marie, can you please share your information and your contact information with the audience?
Yes, absolutely. The email is Anne-Marie, A-N-N-E-M-A-R-I-E, at playingonpurpose.com, and I also have a page, Playing on Purpose, on Facebook. And it's underneath Anne-Marie McQuaid.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So I am Karen Benton, as we mentioned, and my website, where you can find a link to this show to listen to this on the recording, or, you know, revisit it, is KarenBenton.com. And my email is Karen at KarenBenton.com. So we were having this great discussion about, you know, the perks of playing and trying to reframe perhaps the negative light that the act of play has been given in society as a whole. And in truth, I think we're getting there, right? In a sense that even just that the discussion is happening is a sign that things are changing. And from our childhood, where play, natural play, was a more natural part of your daily life, right? Like, mm-hmm. you just went outside and you probably had a mm-hmm. few toys, but not many. So it was just kind of, you were outside in the woods. So we naturally had more downtime. We weren't as scheduled and structured as kids are today. And interestingly, I can't help but question, you know, even the rates of anxiety and depression and those types of things going up, that this is not, you know, there's definitely needs to be more research in this, but that this is not really one of the more powerful ways to engage Absolutely. Different pathways. And bring this into a new light so that we can all access it, you know? And I'm excited to even explore it in my own life, because sort of one of the things that we mentioned, we were talking about before the show, is as much as I know this and I utilize it, I have to remind myself sometimes, you know, a week will go by and it's like, dude, you've had no time to just sit and be and see what comes up and see what happens.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and that's something that we can all support each other to do. So we do have a caller on the line waiting. So let's see if we can bring her in. Carter, could we?
Joanne, you are on the air on The Truth Is Funny.
Hi, Joanna. This Hello. Is Karen. Welcome to The Truth Hi. Is Funny. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm totally loving our topic today.
Yeah.
What can we do for you? What can we help you with?
Yeah, I always feel better when I listen to the show. you know, I'm a frequent caller, and I was calling for weeks and months. about a job. I wanted to improve my financial situation, and recently I got some temporary job. And around 1 week into temporary work, I felt sick. I felt I had something with my lungs. I started coughing, and then later I had headaches and things. I was really exhausted. And interesting thing happened with the pay as well. It feels like, you know, I went for the job, and the amount of money that I actually earned was like mostly to cover the bills, only a little bit. So I wonder if this also could be connected to the subject that you're talking about today. It's like a play that I'm going to work, I have money, and I just don't even have time, you know, first of all for myself, because I'm exhausted.
That's some powerful insight, Jenna. Let's just take a breath and breathe that in, right? That's kind of cool, right? Like, maybe, yeah, right? Why wouldn't it?
and then I see that people go and have minimum wage, and it's like covering the bills, and it's like there's no motivation really to do anything. It doesn't have to be like super passionate work. It's just that I'd like to feel that I go to work and it's enough for everything, for bills, and for something extra, you know, like a shopping, like, you know, for life, and sometimes even going to the cinema or doing something extra.
Yeah.
So, I had those headaches, and also I feel like I feel bloated, and it's like I feel like there might be a connection between.
So where are you right now? Are you experiencing headaches and bloatedness right now?
I mean, headaches, they come and go. But then, yeah, I do feel like quite bloated, and I feel this I don't feel pain, strangely, in my stomach, but I feel this like a huge discomfort around liver area.
Okay, discomfort's great. So on a scale of 0 to 10, if 0 were no discomfort at all and 10 were the worst you could ever imagine, what number would you give how much this is bothering you?
It feels like 4. Maybe, 4. But it feels like it's jumping in my head, 4, 6.
Yeah. Well, isn't that interesting when we focus on it and we bring more attention to it? It can rise up when we're thinking about it, right? The story kind of builds with it. I've had that experience myself. So I appreciate your honesty and you sharing that, because that's a lot of great insight for people. It's not about ignoring the status quo, ignoring what we're feeling, but there's an element of putting too much attention on it can often exacerbate the experience for us a bit. And so what's really the first thing that's coming up for me is when you were describing financial situation and the job and the covering the bills, the sort of just getting by, you know, I just want to strengthen you to the whole, what's the first thing that comes up? It's like the whole, it's not just the country. It's not just the area, but it's like humanity as a whole struggling with this just getting by. And then the unrecognized subconscious influences of the beliefs that we adopted when we were children that says we have to work hard to get anywhere. Life is a struggle. Well, that doesn't come easy, right? Like, we have so many sayings that support this struggle to keep happening. And what we can open to is how can we utilize our unique creative capacity to create something different, right? So here we're noticing this is the story that you are experiencing currently. What would it be like to develop another one? And what's coming to me is exactly what you had suggested. And what's so funny is we often do have insight as to where the greatest weaknesses of our own. And I think you did, Joanna, and I think, you know, right away you said it might have a lot to do with this play. And what play does is stimulates the creative pathways in the brain, which allows us to find what lights us up. And so I'm going to, Amory, I have 2 more seconds to say, and then I want to check in and see what you have coming in for Joanna of what. So what I want to do is take the core energy of your body and really all of the entrance and exit points of the extrinsic energy system and strengthen them to this capacity for play. And it's sort of, and this sounds kind of crazy, but there is a universal understanding of how powerful play is. And there's a community of people that are growing and recognizing its power. And I want to tap you into that just energetically. So you could even imagine, well, let's get playful, Joanna. Imagine that there are tentacles that are coming up from your hands and your fingers and your toes and your head and your entire spine and tapping you in. Maybe those are like little sparks of light that are tapping you into this universal energy for creative potential, where you start to light up and recognize on an even deeper level than you ever have before your capacity to create change in your life that's uniquely aligned to you. So take a nice breath in and out. And Anne-Marie, do you have anything to add to that? Sorry, I went off a little crazy, but that's where sometimes when the creative flow comes, you can't stop it.
I don't know if you've experienced. I thought that was beautiful. I love that. When she was speaking at first about her work, the first thing that came in was incredible. I could feel fear and worry. And what came to mind actually was in something that feels monotonous and sort of like you have to do it and the grind and the drudgery. It came to mind, you know, pick something that you think could make the day or one bit of your day silly or funny, or that you could infuse something creative, like Karen was saying, or imaginative, within those confines of what you're doing for your job, and see if it changes the energy of it and the feel of it, you know, just by being a little bit silly. And it can be in your head. It doesn't have to be shared with anybody. You know, it could be imagining the people in your workspace wearing silly costumes, or, you know, something, you know, kind of outrageous that sort of gives a lightness to what you're actually doing in those day-to-day sort of routines.
And I love what you picked up, Anne-Marie, that fear and worry that's underneath it all. And I want, what I'm drawn to do is sort of bring it back to what we were talking about in that article that showed that those kids who were having fear and anxiety about their first day of school, that level decreased dramatically when they engaged in play versus, you know, when they were in receiving mode, like receiving a story or receiving instruction, right? So Joanna, kind of recognizing this unrecognized path to move along fear and anxiety, right? This fear and anxiety are powerful things that are a part of life, and it's not meant to, you know, we're not meant to not have them, right? We're often, you know, drawn to think, well, what's wrong with me? I have fear and anxiety. I'm here to tell you that every emotion that you experience is quite powerful when you can be supported to see it and receive it. So you take that moment and you get curious and you say to yourself, oh, isn't that interesting? I'm experiencing fear and anxiety. And then, you know, get curious about how you're going to play. And what happens to a lot of us is we go blank. And so one of the things that helps play, right, like, oh, goodness, how do I be creative? What am I going to do, right? And I would encourage you, go outside. You know, when you're out in nature, our playful nature, the vibrational frequency that nature holds can be a really powerful attunement to stimulate that in you. So I want to check in with you. We need to take another break. But Joanna, what number are you at right now?
Maybe close to two, but it feels two. It's around two, but it's like a bit pale too.
Yeah, it's okay. What's that you say? Yeah, okay, well, perfect.
Two.
So we're going to take a little break, and if you want to hang on, we'll come back to you. And Anne-Marie and I will continue to work on this while we're on the break, and we'll check in with you when we come back. So this is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today, and we are on The Truth is Funny, and we will be back in a moment.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Okay, I am Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. So you can find out about Colette's Call to Dance life events and her Float the Boat teleshifting events and her book, The Truth is Funny, at thetruthisfunny.com. And she's got these amazing energy correcting cards and paintings at the Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. Her email is info@thetruthisfunny.com. So if you need to get in touch with Colette, that's how you can. She's the one who started this amazing weekly show, and I feel so honored to be a guest host here. Still working out the little logistics of the things that I say before and after, but I am so excited to be here with Anne-Marie McQuaid, and we have been discussing playing on purpose and reframing the context through which we see this, the act of playing. Right, and perhaps shedding some more light on the power that it has for us to allay things like anxiety and fear and neurocognitive abilities, learning, even reading, those kinds of things. So thank you so much for being here with us. And we're on the line with a caller. Joanne, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Hello. So Anne-Marie and I were addressing some of the things going on that we felt were influencing you from an intuitive perspective. And, you know, what I love, and I want to thank you again for calling in, because this has so much for every person out there, as far as so many of us are dealing with the conflict of what we need to do to get by in life versus doing what really lights us up and what we love. And one of the things Anne-Marie was saying that I thought was so powerful during the break was, and like, Anne-Marie, will you say it? Go ahead. You see.
Well, yeah. I just want to read this one little bit because it relates to what Joanne was talking about. And it's some studies that were done at Washington State University by some neuroscientists. And it says that our brains actually change with play. And it involves switching certain genes on and off. And isn't that amazing? And so the quote that, this particular researcher writes is that we found that play activates the whole neocortex, he says. And we found that of the 1,200 genes that we measured, about one third of them were significantly changed simply by having an hour of play. So that just, again, it just shows what, you know, how the, neural pathways are actually changing our DNA and our brain through actually playing, you know, an hour of play. And so when Karen and I were talking, you know, it sort of came up like, what do you have something in mind that would be fun and exciting to play? You know, do you have or even what kind of a job would you feel that you would be excited to go to that would really be aligned to what you like to do or love to do? Is there anything that comes to mind when you hear that?
I'm still in the search of, I'm still searching, I'm still trying to find out what I would like to do. I always wanted to work from home, going out, and I like being at home, I like home, and I don't like spend a lot of time outside, like, you know, my daughter's homeschooled as well, so she's got a lot of play.
I'm still looking at the next generation. Just pointing out what a gift to the world that is, right? And the ripple effect of providing your daughter with that beautiful experience, and the ripple effect that has with everyone she comes in contact with, right? Because then her light shines and she shines up each person, and each person feels that intuitively and then is inspired to, you know, follow that more in their own heart. So what a beautiful thing. Keep going. So I interrupted you, but I had to give you the kudos right there.
I want to say some kids my daughter says, like, she's 11 and a half at the moment, and they just don't play anymore, or they just she's had friends that they gave up their toys because they wanted to grow up, and she's still in She just recently started playing with dolls, something that she was never interested in, and she's not really limited by some other kids' choices, and she's very strong about what she likes. So maybe I'm just going away from the subject.
Well, so one of the things that's coming in right now as you talk, and again, what a gift to the entire community for us to be looking at this and delving into the influences and factors that impact all of us, is this misinformation around play, right? Misinformation about the most powerful ways to engage insight, creativity, ingenuity, geniusness, whatever it might be. And the information that we have heard others talk about that's misinformation that we've given other people, and information that other people give us that is malaligned with the current capacities that humanity is ready to utilize in order to evolve, right? And part of evolving is letting go of the past and moving forward. And I love your insight, Joanna, of seeing the difference in the children that are coming in and playing with your daughter. And can we as a community, you know, be strong to seeing and holding space for the status quo that has existed up to this time, but allowing it to not diminish our willingness to engage what inspires us, and allowing our own inspiratory nature to be continually supported in the face of the status quo. Because listen, bottom line is we have been conditioned to believe change is resistant, change is a struggle. So the masses are going to be against it, and they want us to do it the old way. Yet there's a certain number of us that are wired to be more open to it and to be caveats of change. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, to be, you know, perpetrators of change. And so we can receive that and then support each other, even by things like, who would have thought you'd get so much support from a radio show, right? Like, you tap into a radio show once a week for an hour. And from what you've said, it's been a really powerful experience for you. But that took you being willing to take the time out to honor the radio show once a month. It took Colette being willing to take the risk to create the radio show. It took, you know, us being a part of that swirl that, you know, and all of the confounding factors that create that experience for us all. And then the gift that you're giving the world by showing up and expressing your vulnerable conflicts and challenges so that others can learn from it as well. Woo! Okay, take a nice breath for me, Joanna. How are you feeling right now? And what number would you say you're at as far as your discomfort?
I think I'm still, there is a bit of discomfort, but I wanted to say that many, because what came to me also when you were talking that, you know, many people would like to play, adults, but I think they're like this, a kind of shame in us that we will, that people would just say like, oh, you're just like a kid, or like, you know, it's like, what are you doing? You know, fooling around, you're not a kid anymore. And it's like play is on, like, associated with being a child only. And it's like, I just like relaxing. I really like having fun. And it's probably, I'm also holding myself because, you know, for whatever reason, maybe for this reason, like, yeah, the shame of being, like, I should be serious and, you know what I mean?
Well, and what comes to mind is, you know, when we're playing and childlike, it could almost be misconstrued as irresponsible, right? So it's like you don't want to be free and silly and fun and play, which we know not just for children, adults as well, is so incredibly beneficial and useful and vital for our well-being. But it almost, you know, there's almost this, you know, misaligned, like you said, Karen, that word comes back again, misaligned misperception of play as being not okay for an adult because it's irresponsible, right? Like that kind of feels like
And tapping into this work that we're doing, right, helps when people have that comment to us to say, you know, like, oh, what are you doing? You know, you're playing. That's no, you know, and you can say, actually, I am. I've found it to be a really powerful source of my creative energy. But what that takes is continually being supported and tapping into the resources that fill your unique cup, right? And when we do have to go for another break. Joanna, let's just talk the whole time. I love it. This is so fun. But what I want to talk about when we come back is the first 7 years of life, we go through huge developmental leaps. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everyone is still engaged in huge levels of play in the first 7 years of life, right? 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. And how we can sort of turn that upside down, because then what's the adage that follows us as we become adults, right? Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Perhaps, you know, anyway, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. Time flies when you're having fun, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Okay, this is Karen Benton. We're with The Truth is Funny, and I'm filling in for Colette today and have Anne Marie McQuaid here with me. And we have been discussing playing on purpose. And boy, it's been a lively discussion. We have our guest on still on the line. We're loving this. Joanna, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
So fun. I love it. Thank you so much for, you know, continuing to share with us. During the break, did anything come up for you?
I was just listening. I keep forgetting. My mind goes elsewhere. I started feeling better in my stomach and my liver. And I could also feel like energy around my heart, like this playful kind of, you know, I think some shame going away. I don't know.
Well, so, but here's the thing I want to tell you about. So in Chinese medicine, every organ is responsible for processing certain consciousness issues, right? Do you know what it is for the liver?
Yes.
It's our vision.
Anger?
Well, anger is right? That's an emotion, right? But here's the thing with anger. Anger is an emotion that helps us get moving, right? A little bit of anger helps you get moving in the morning. We're so, again, used to sort of denigrating anger as being this thing we should never have, but it is a natural expression in life. Mm-hmm. And when respected and honored, it can really provide a pathway to our most truest, authentic life. But yes, if we have unprocessed anger, it can stuff up the liver, right? And then, but what else the liver is involved in is processing, organizing the visions of our life. So I love that you felt a release in the symptoms and the sensations that we were having as we started to divulge aspects that perhaps are lighting you up a little about and making it seem, having more hope and more openness to how you can start to bring your visions to fruition in your own life. What do you think of that?
This is actually what I'm... Yes, I agree. It all makes sense because I am looking for a vision for myself. Or I am in this process of looking and searching.
You have so much insight, Joanna. Like just the fact that you were so aware of the shame that is underneath this experience of play for adults. And then how unknowingly kids can pick up on that, you know, I mean, I loved your insight about that. That was so very powerful. So be aware of what an insightful, person you are. I mean, we are insightful, but everyone is insightful and everyone has the potential to be insightful, but not all of us have the courage to actually do it. And you're doing it, you know, sister, like you got this down. So it's so powerful. And I love that.
Yes,
and so,
I am doing it.
Yeah, you really are. And so what we get to give the gift to the world is, so how can we, in the face of our awareness of the platforms that have led to this denigration of play, how can we support each other to explore our knowing that this is a powerful tool for the evolution of humanity to combat things like anxiety and depression and hopelessness and listlessness and even like Anne-Marie, right? You can add to that. In your experience, where else? I mean, you've worked closely with children that have many different diagnoses.
Yes, I mean, I think anything, you know, where we use our imagination and our creativity at any level, really. And children, I think, what I find lately that's fascinating, young children can play in silly ways earlier than I think we actually even recognize. And so, you know, there's all kinds of different ways that we can do that. And you know, for instance, playing with a child and giving them something to wear, or, you know, reading like a story and giving them a costume that goes along with the story that you're reading, or just to play with when you're engaged with them, it can create these new and exciting experiences where all kinds of things happen. You know, oftentimes in the sessions when I'm working with children, you know, you're thinking about communication and language. Oftentimes there's speech delays. And so, in my mind, that's sort of, I'm trying to facilitate and elicit language and communication as spontaneously as possible. So, you know, there's all these different fun, silly ways to offer these, you know, materials or things with the children that can be incredible and learning experiences. I think part of what can be challenging is, you know, we were talking a little bit before about parents and how parents may see play with children. And I can say for myself that parenting my daughter was so different than parenting my boys. And with my daughter, I always felt like I had to teach her, that every moment had to be a teaching moment. I really didn't play very much with her. She's 18. Play meaning in that free spirited, allowing, being silly, using your imagination and creativity. It was much more structured with her, and it was much more, in my mind, had to be educational and had to have an end result. And when my son came along, that all went out the window. I had to change everything, and it was much, much more about play without an end result in mind. And I think that that's also sometimes where parents of young children might be coming from, feeling like there has to be an end result. You know, well, how come you're using that particular toy? What is that teaching them, or what are they getting out of that? And I think that what they might be getting out of it is just exploring. You know, if we're focusing on their language and, you know, that they're not saying certain words, we might be missing out on the fact that they just figured out how to put all of these different pieces together, maybe in a way that you or I had never even imagined, you know, where they're just exploring and having fun with it.
What I love about that, and it kind of just came to me, is sort of, you know, applying that to you, Joanna, or any of us. You know, if we're focusing on what we haven't done, we're not allowing us to see all that we are doing in that moment, right? And so it's not about ignoring what we haven't done, but noticing it without needing to change it, and then changing our focus and utilizing tools that help us change our focus, right? Which, like you were saying, is play. I love that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly said.
So, Joanna, I wanted to see what I think this really provided for our community is this incredible opportunity to reframe our symptoms, right? So many of us, we get caught in that if we're having bloating or headaches or discomfort, we get caught in the what's wrong with me and start looking to get, you know, I need someone to fix me or an expert. And we can open to reframing that from what's wrong with me to getting curious. What could this be coming up in my life, and what could this be asking me to do? Am I being asked to love myself a little bit more, let go of an aspect of my life, or change something, right? Redirect an aspect of my life. And I love how this kind of all flowed together in a nice little package. And trust me, it doesn't always do that. Sessions, all that other stuff, they can be chaotic and random, just like play, and not have any rationale. But your symptoms were reflective of a lot of the themes that we were talking about today, finding our visions and exploring, expressing, and having the courage and to be the catalyst for our visions in our own lives. And I want to thank you for participating with us during the whole show, and look forward to the next time we connect. Thank you,
yes,
Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
And Anne-Marie, this has been just an amazing experience. I so love our rapport, our dialogue, and the energy that we have here. And I'm so excited for the future with your playing on purpose, creative
thank
endeavors,
you.
Right? It's such a powerful gift for the world at large. And I thank you for having the courage to bring it forward. Because it's not easy, right? It's not easy to step out of the status quo, but it gets easier when we build ourselves in the community like we are doing right here, right now.
Well, thank you so, so very much from the bottom of my heart for having me on and for engaging and listening to this really exciting, amazing experience that I've had with children up until this point. So I really, really appreciate. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
This was awesome. And you're an inspiration, and I love listening to you. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So as always, it's a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. A big thank you to Anne-Marie for being on the show. Thank you, Carter, and the callers who shared their story. Colette will be back next week and on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.